NGMPF Pensioner Newsletter, your quarterly news update. Message from the CEO, Principal Officer. Pensioners of NGMPF, greetings. Since our previous correspondence, a lot has happened. First and foremost, I want to express my heartfelt condolences to everyone who has been affected by the tragic KZN floods. According to Premier Sihle Zikalala, the loss of life, wreckage of homes, ruin to physical infrastructure, demolition of public buildings, and resulting disruptions of services made this natural disaster one of the worst in the province's recorded history. 2022 is a very special year to NGMPF. This year, the fund celebrates 80 years of excellence. Yes, 8 decades of good governance, good investment practices, increasing assets, and a fast-growing membership. Recent industry recognition. Winning awards may not be the fund's core function, but it's what we do anyway. This means that not only do we do our job right, but we go an extra mile and surpass our industry peers in our quest to provide our members with superior retirement services. What this means for members is that you are in safe hands and your vested rights will forever be protected at NGMPF. It gives me great pleasure to announce the following 3 awards that the fund received in the first quarter of 2022. This new edition of awards increases the total number of awards that the fund has received in the last 10 years to 120 local and international awards. The fund has been recognized as follows. Under the European CEO Global Banking and Finance Awards, we received Best Pension Fund of the Year, South Africa, Best Managed Retirement Fund, South Africa, and under Standard Bank Awards, we received Top Tier Commercial Client. Annual Information Meeting, AIM. NGMPF hosted its second virtual annual information meeting on March 18, 2022. Despite a few obstacles, we are still trying to find our feet when it comes to conducting AIM meetings online. The turnout was good, and we appreciate everyone who contacted or emailed to let us know about their difficulties accessing onto the site. We would like to congratulate the following competition winners once again, who participated in the competitions that took place during the meeting. We say congratulations to Dennis Madlala, Nokwazi Ntlebela, Fahima Said, Thandi Ngobo, and Jennifer Dyer. Diarize your pension pay dates. Your monthly pension will be paid directly into your bank account on the 28th of each month. If the 28th falls on a Sunday or a public holiday, the pension will be paid on the preceding working day. Know your fund. Planning to change your banking details? If you change your banking details, please inform NGMPF before the 3rd of the month. Otherwise, keep your old banking account open until the following month. If you have any concerns, please contact the Client Services Department on 031 279 5300 or email info@njmpf.co.za. Annual Pension Increase. The fund is pleased to advise that the Board of Trustees has approved an increase of 5.93% to pensioners with effect from the 1st of July 2022. This represents an increase of 75% of the Consumer Price Index, CPI. A pro rata increase will be paid to pensioners whose pensions commence during the year 1 April 2021 to 31 March 2022. Please remember, pension increases and any bonus declarations are influenced by the investment returns of the fund. The fund's current minimum pension increase policy is to target 75% of CPI. Increase letters and tax certificates. In efforts to embrace digitalization and automation of systems, NGMPF is now distributing pension increase letters and tax certificates electronically to all pensioners. Pensioners that have valid email addresses are urged to submit their email addresses to the fund's Client Services Department to receive all fund-related correspondence via email. The fund will be emailing increase letters and tax certificates to pensioners upon request. NGMPF constantly seeks new, user-friendly ways of distributing increase letters and tax certificates to you as a pensioner. Annual declaration form is a thing of the past. Pensioners are reminded that as of the 1st of January 2021, pensioners who are registered South African citizens and reside in South Africa are no longer required to complete and commission the annual declaration of existence form. Pensioners will continue receiving their pension without having to leave their homes to submit the annual declaration form as it was previously required. Please note, if your pension is currently suspended, please inquire with the fund for assistance to reinstate your pension. Bargaining Council Collective Agreement. As mentioned in our previous communication with members, the fund reiterates that it is not averse to the principle of freedom of association, but this can be achieved outside of a collective agreement. It should not be linked to the accreditation of retirement funds by them having to meet arbitrary criteria determined by bargaining council and the resulting control of retirement funds by the bargaining council. Retirement funds in South Africa are regulated by legislation, Pension Funds Act, its regulations, and other related legislation, and by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, which is FSCA. The fund, in conjunction with the Municipal Retirement Organization, MRO, and other funds associated with the MRO, are doing everything in their power to protect the fund's and members' interests. The fund, along with its legal advisor and senior counsel, sent a letter to each municipality in the province, including the signatories to the collective agreement, outlining the fund's stance. Pensioners are urged to investigate and probe the impact of this agreement in great depth, as the fund does not believe the agreement is looking out for pensioners' long-term best interests. As stated in the South African Local Government Bargaining Council Circular and SALGA Circular to municipalities, the collective agreement cannot be implemented in KwaZulu-Natal because the province has the existing legislation which seeks to protect the fund members from the adverse retirement conditions. As it stands, there would be no changes post 1 July 2022 unless if legislation has been amended. Attached to this newsletter are two circulars from SALGA. Rest assured, you are protected.